appreciate him. Come on, don't mince words. Don't play church. Thank him. Thank him. Oh, thank you for those testimonies. For those testimonies. Thank you. Appreciate him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless his holy name. Now move to yourself. For greater mighty things the Lord has done in your life. Go ahead and thank the Lord. Go ahead and thank the Lord. Go ahead and appreciate him. Go ahead and bless his name. Bless his name. Oh, worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Spend some time. Are you going to do everything in tongues? Thank him. for your throne.
Who can deny you are Lord?
Every day of my life, I see your hand upon my heart.
Who can deny you are God? Lord of all.
Who can deny you are God? Lord of all.
Who can deny you are God? Lord of all.
Let's make some noise, my Lord. Be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. I want to ask how you're doing today. Is it awesome or awesome? Okay. Today I want to talk about the potency of the praise of God. Or Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, amongst many things, I want to go straight to the point because I have many things to say. Releases mercy in your life. When we hear about mercy, we just think about forgiveness of sins. May the Lord have mercy on you. Ah, God will just have mercy on me because what I'm about to say. That's how we see mercy. That's all we know about mercy. But mercy transcends all of that. So we have realized that mercy, which is part of it, is to forgive your sins. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says, let us come to the throne of grace. That throne could be called the throne of power. But it's called the throne of grace. To obtain mercy. He's not talking to sinners. To obtain mercy. And to find grace to help in time of need. You will always need mercy. You are where you are today. I am where I am today. Because of the mercy of God. Or lack of it. You can talk. You are a marketer. You can advocate for people. I don't know what it is. You need the mercy. First of all, the people you are in your industry together, they are not as ordinary as they paint themselves to you. Secondly, if you are secularized or you're secular minded, I'm here to let you know that nothing is neutral. You need the mercy of God in whatever you do to stand out. I know such a suspect, he doesn't even pray. Okay? How long have you known him? Up to 20 years now. Keep breathing. A time is coming. It's either he calls upon his God or he calls Shogun. One of them will happen. Particularly when he keeps getting close to 50 and things start setting in. Things that would make him doubt what he has believed all his life. He will call upon one God. Unless you receive the mercy of God, you can't fully become who you're supposed to be. Remember, we're talking about the potency of praise or thanksgiving. And I started by telling you, one of the things that thanksgiving does is to release mercy in our lives. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. We've quoted that scripture over and over. He said, but you are a chosen generation. We were chosen. A royal priesthood. A holy nation, God's own special people. Peribois is a Greek word. We were purchased for his possession. The only reason why that exists is that we may proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness to his marvelous light. Look at verse 10, everybody. Who once were not a people, but you are now a people. Who have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And one other thing you need to know about mercy according to Lamentations 3:22 is that it changes every month. You won't say, okay, I've obtained mercy once, so that's the end. No, he said we should come to the throne of grace. When you hear that if sorrow tarries night, joy comes in the morning. Let me tell you today as your pastor, because you're not supposed to be in this church if you don't believe in me. The joy that comes in the morning is mercy. It's mercy. It's not only for sinners. No. I don't need any mercy anywhere. It's not me they're talking about. The reason why you're not supposed to, but you went through the accident and you survived, was the mercy of God. The reason why you are here tonight is the mercy of God. The reason why your mouth can still talk is the mercy of God. Any nice thing anybody has to say about you is the mercy of God. I'm sure you've seen Psalm 102 verse 13. It's time for favor, but favor didn't come. He said, God, you will arise. God said, I need something. He said, you will have mercy. It's time, but God needs to have mercy for favor to come. Please. The devil has sponsored some things that you have a warped idea of what they are. When we thank God and we praise God, what happens to us is that mercy is released on our behalf. I pray that nobody here will lack the mercy of God. Yeah. Mercy will not enter a neutral gear in your life. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. In Titus 3 and verse 3. Very popular scripture. Titus 3 and verse 3. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts. Lust just means desire and pleasures. Living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Verse 4. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, towards man appeared. See the way they describe Jesus. Not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us. Through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. You are saved by mercy. You are going to be sustained by mercy. You will move up. That's why Paul says the way you are saved is the way you will excel. Every single thing you will be as a Christian has to do with how you were saved. And it was the mercy of God that spoke for you. May that mercy speak. May it speak to you, return to Jesus. If you believe it, shout amen. In Romans 9:16, you must thank God. Praise time, thanksgiving time is not a posing time. Just notice someone something just happens and you go through the same thing and it's not a good thing, but yours is better. Yours is different. It's the mercy that spoke. The Bible says, don't destroy it, for there's a blessing in it. It was a blessing. There's mercy inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it is not of him that wills, nor of him that runs. But God shows mercy. Shows. Before Esau was born, God said, I hate Esau. He had not done anything. He said, I will have mercy on who I will have mercy on. I will dig this thing. Maybe in 4 services. Mercy is deep. Not many of us know about it. May the mercy of God never leave you. Anybody can leave you, but may the mercy never leave you. Have you heard about that girl? That stupid girl. God said, I didn't hear. With the mercy of God. God said, I didn't hear. I'm sure you've been somewhere. Those of you that have children, you supported your child. It was when you got home that you scolded your child. It's the mercy the favor that child has for you, has with you. I pray in the name of Jesus. You know, that's why it's not good to abuse a man of God. You are a Christian. Later now, they will say, Dr. Man, I'm like, does this person know about mercy? The day you need God, if God don't show up, what will you do? You think you need God? Most people making mouth, they are in their 20s. Be 50, 60, 70. Continue to drink. Continue to do everything. Unless you have to change. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will never submit you to the will of the adversary. So then it's not the will, it's not him that wills or runs, but God that shows mercy. If I've ever blessed you in my life, if I've ever said anything, if you have any good thing to say about Koza, if I've done anything that you say, this pastor, God used him today, it is because of the mercy of God. If this church has blessed you, maybe secretly, I don't even know, you've gone to join another church. You say, no, I'll return back to my church. It is the mercy of God. I pray that mercy will never leave you. It's not because we're intelligent, though. We try, but people are more intelligent. It's not because you know how to do it. Oh, God, if that pastor preaches, preaching is 10% of pastoring. I've realized that a long time ago. The best preachers in Nigeria don't have big churches. Have you ever studied the message of Jesus Christ? He told stories. One guy was talking to me in America. He said, have you heard about the boy? I said, yes. He said, who listens to him? I said, a lot of people. He just, I can't pick anything from his message. I said, it's you that can't pick anything from me. The business church is no more than maybe 40 people. He can preach, everyone will come down. In America, his church is no more than 40 people. So, it is not the of him that wills or that runs, but God that shows mercy. In fact, people that have big churches preach for long. 20 minutes, 30 minutes, they're finished. Rise up, let's pray. And they're one day, I went to Lagos with one of them, I can't remember, Pastor Flo, Pastor Oli. I bought the tape, 50 of a man of God whose church is blossoming. Till now, I listened to the first one. I didn't gain anything. Second one, third one, fourth one. And someone left Koza many years ago. He said, no, he's a father. When he talks, I said, yeah. When he talks. Honestly, I listened to at least 30 of the 50. I didn't gain one thing. And that's very rare. So I sat down and I said, how is he growing his church? Mercy. There are other things he is good at. Maybe not pulpit. Maybe administration. And God makes the people to, that's what they want. Pray in the name of, that's what's lacking in that area. I pray in the name of, you'll be relevant and you'll go to heaven. You know, Jesus did not kill the fig tree. He only said, nobody will partake of you. You will not be useless. Mercy will speak up for you. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. The secret about this church is that we've obtained mercy. That's why you see us all the time, whether I'm the one that preached or someone else come off stage, let's thank God for the testimony. Let's, if you're a true Koza member, you understand what I'm talking about. But it's time to take it to another level. I said it's time to take it to another level. Some people will say I'm beautiful. I've seen beautiful people that are not married. If you're seeing, wave your hands to me because people are looking at me like, what is he saying? There is no way you will understand what I'm sharing and you remain the same. Mercy will work for you. The grace of God will locate you where you are. Those of you that worship Mary, I'm sure Mary is shouting, never, hey, don't want, hey, don't want. But go and read, go and listen to the Magnificat. It said, behold the handmaiden of the Lord. Oh, so she's the handmaiden of the Lord. So why are you worshiping her? She said, favor has found me. me in my lowly estate. How come?
Oh, no, it's not the way you carry me. I'm sorry to step on your toes. Go and study the Magnificat. You will know that you are wrong in that aspect. I've seen beautiful people that are not married. They've tried. It's not everybody that did shakara for guys. They are not. Nobody just came. Real people didn't just come. It's as if something covered them to say, don't go to her. And not like you. They desire to be married. You know, some of us don't desire, so it's okay. I'm talking about those who desire. Amen. Nobody came. Because it's easy to look at yourself and say, I'm beautiful. Very easy to... You are not married, you are old, but you have this cockiness. I'm okay, I'm good. If you can now speak English. Yoruba will say, okpare. I've seen. In this church, I saw someone that had 2-1, almost first class, in a reputable university, till the person left this church. The person didn't get a job. One day, I said, what happened? I say this under God. I shared the scripture with the person. I said, you don't know about the mercy of God. Somebody should bend over backwards to help you. Haven't you heard testimonies that say, normally I shouldn't take you. We don't take people like this. You thought it was a lie, but we will try you. Somebody at third class in this church didn't get a job all through. You know how they employed him as the head of that place? They said, the first class people that we have here, they run away. Let's invest in this one. If we invest in this one will stay. And as they started investing, he grabbed it. I was preaching one day here and I said, if you don't have a job, go and volunteer somewhere. One guy had third class in school. I know the school they went to. One of my leaders went to volunteer in a company. And he told them, don't pay me any salary. Because that was what I said on the stage. After 6 months, it wasn't easy. Someone very important didn't come to work. And he said, I can do it. How can you do it? You said, yeah, he did. Long story short, before he traveled, he was the head of the organization. And they are linked to Bill Gates. It's not Jeko, it's the techie company. So, your real examiners are on the streets. And may mercy prevail in your life. Oh, you think I'm overworking this, but I'm telling you, may mercy prevail in your life. It is not by merit, it's by mercy. Oh, you don't believe me? People can speak plenty English. Oh, I saw someone on YouTube today was displaying the house. So I thank the Lord. This is one of the reasons I'm proud of myself. And someone asked the question, what job do you do? Are you bought the house? Most people that will display things on social media, you don't know the real story how they got it. So I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the mercy of the Lord. May mercy work for you. They call you from the back. Let's even look at the country that we have here. There's a president they took from the prison. They were supposed to kill him. He became president. Because the sitting president died. That's mercy. I will show you one scripture on Sunday. He said, I will beg unto those who didn't call upon me. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I feel grace as I'm talking to you. May the mercy of God never leave you. That's why I dance. That's why, praise God, because may mercy never leave me. If you know what your people you call friends are thinking about you. One guy was speaking on YouTube. He said, there's no real friend anyway. He's a popular artist. He said, this is that person. I kept him in my house. He did. I was just laughing. You know, you must have things that make you laugh. By Bible definition, you may live on earth and go to heaven without having one friend. A friend loves at all times. Huh? Where do you see that? And a brother is born for adversity. Where do you see that? A friend loves at all times. Maybe you don't even have a friend right now. I pray in the name of Jesus. Mercy will never lead you. And also three people say it's not by merit, it's by mercy. See, even if I don't have money, I want to have mercy. In Ecclesiastes 9:11, let's read the New Living Translation. And I have observed something else under the sun, that the fastest runner does not always win the race. I know what to do. I'm brilliant. Continue. Continue. The fastest runner does not always. That's why when people come here, they analyze my message. You know what they tell me? And it's a simple message. And your church is growing. I'm supposed to make what is hard harder. People have Bibles in their home. My job is to make it simpler. Do you know some people? Oh, when I just started preaching, I would preach and confuse myself and confuse people. How was the message? Oleku. How was the message? Oh, God. Hallelujah. The fastest runner. Oh, there are preachers in Nigeria, particularly where I was raised from. Someone can be in a shop for 20 years. If you give microphone, if he unravels the Bible, you say, hey, were you there when the fastest runner don't win the race. Strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. I've observed this on the earth. That the wise sometimes go hungry. Don't you see us to strike? Do you know how educated they are where I'm from? In an average Ekiti compound, there are three professors. So I can tell you how the wise can be eating English like Jeshaushu and just be a theoretical victor. I can tell you about it. You don't have professors like I have in my village. I'm telling you. So I can tell you. Am I against going to school? No. I'm telling you, you need mercy, including the natural things you've done. It's none of him that wheels or runs. So where is pride? Worship is going on, you are standing and you are looking at everybody. It's because you don't know something that I know. Worship time is not posing time. Except you have something else you do at home. You know, I think it was 2010 when I wanted to rent a house. And I said, I'm a pastor. He said, in fact, when you get there, don't mention that you're a pastor. He said, there's a house in Guarimba. We evicted one pastor. We got a court on Friday and showed up on Saturday morning. As we entered his room, bah, with court order. We saw a shrine in his room. We evicted everything, including the shrine. Just go away. Because he paid for 1 year and lived there for 7 years. He said, when you get there, don't mention that you're a pastor. It happened in Guarimba. I think, Pastor, I've told this story before. I think you were in. I said, huh? I said, no, you won't see any shrine. I said, forget it. Forget it. Forget it. And I returned. Where did he go to? And I discovered the wise sometimes go hungry, the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated, I didn't say that, though the Bible said, don't always lead successful life. Somebody shout mercy. That's why you look like a fool. And God has chosen the foolish things of this world. Not that he dabbled into it. He said, you are foolish. Let me help. No. He chose it. So that at the end of the day, when people are hailing you, he's a guy. The excellency of it might be of God. Does it mean we shouldn't walk out? No, we leave space for the mercy of God. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Can somebody shout hallelujah? How many are ready to praise him right now? In Isaiah 65, sit down, Isaiah 65, verse 1. I was sought by those who did not ask for me. Oh, I didn't want to show you today. I was found by those who did not seek me. Apart from the fact that you didn't seek him, you didn't even know about him. Thus hear the Lord to Cyrus the anointed, 100 years before Cyrus was born. Thus hear the Lord, and he didn't know God. He said, even though, verse 4, you didn't know me, I'm telling you this. He said, I've held you by your right hand to open before you the double doors, and I will show you the hidden riches in dark places. Cyrus was not a Jewish person. I think Cyrus was the great grandson of Nebuchadnezzar or something. He was a Babylonian guy. But God chose him. No wonder it was Cyrus that shouted and said, wherever the God of heaven has given the thought to go and build the temple in Jerusalem, please take anything and go. God prepared him ahead of time. Glory be to God. But the moment his goodness don't lead to repentance, you're in trouble. His goodness, sure, you shouldn't brag about it. Just thank God that God is good to me. His goodness should lead you to repentance. Somebody in this place, every single day you're getting better. Every single day you're getting sweeter and sweeter. In 1 Corinthians 1:26, I want to read from 26 to 31. For you see your calling, brethren. When we hear calling here, we think they're talking about pastoring. It was talking to born-again Christian. You are called out from a family. The word church means called out people. Ecclesia, from ekkaleo, means you are called out. You see your calling, brethren. That not many wise, not that you're not wise, but according to flesh, we're not called. Not many mighty, not because you're not mighty, but according to flesh, we're not mighty. You were not mighty. Not many noble are called. Verse 27. But God has chosen. You see, he didn't do it by mistake. Oh, announce to your neighbor, say, I was chosen before I made my first mistake. Say, well, I was chosen before I did something right. Say, if you like, say, talk from morning to night, I've been chosen. What's the meaning of chosen? I didn't go through election. It's because you don't read your Bible. There's no ambassador that is elected. That's why people that are elected, they brag. Thank God I've been elected twice. But they've forgotten that some people were chosen. They just announced their name on the radio. They didn't go to any, they didn't spend any money. That's why the Bible didn't call you the presidents of Jesus. They called you ambassador. Praise God. Announce to people, say, I've been chosen. Say, that alone will make me brag. Say, I've been chosen. Guess what? God didn't consult with you before he chose me. You didn't matter in the agenda. So don't put your mouth. Okay, I was bringing something to you. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of this world, because that's what the Greek says, to put to shame the things that are mighty. Maybe somebody has been laughing at your tongues. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. What is that? The person who is speaking in tongues like Arabian has not gotten a result like you. Your shake it, shake it has improved your company, improved everything that you're doing. Be mocking. Sit down there. You that I saw you in the spirit when you are writing down the tongues of Kenetiki, you are writing down several stuff. So when you come out and say, Libra, Karibo, say it. You sound like Chinese, but it doesn't pass this roof. Because God didn't give it to you. I'm not saying you can be inspired. But what are you laughing at? You are wise in this world. God didn't choose you. God bypassed you. Oh, I don't know why I said that. And I don't know what that is for, who that is from or for. God has chosen the weak things of this world. So that your shake, shake, that simple tongues produces power. And you can tell on your inside that it's not you. God has chosen someone like you to put to shame the things that are mighty. Oh, I told you I will read to 31. And the base things he has chosen, the base things of this world, the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not. How many are you've been there where they just bypassed you like you didn't exist? You are like transparent. When they meet you in the lift, you are like, they just look at you like, you greet them and they are just looking straight. Because they don't talk to people like you. To bring to nothing the things that are. That no flesh. No flesh. Should glory. In his presence. No flesh. You know, I can brag and say, you know I'm brilliant. When I put these things to CGWC. Yeah? When I put these things together. You know, all of those things you are seeing. I just spoke to people. I didn't even do one or two meetings. I won't give glory to God because I'm brilliant. But if you have learned about the mercy of God, you'll be brilliant. You'll be hardworking. And you'll be like a day. It's the grace of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir, for the... all the glory be to God. People talk like that. You see that someone taught them? Or they've been more than 10 years in the Lord. You don't realize it in a day. At first, you'll be doing ga-ga-ga-ga-ga. So when I see somebody doing ga-ga-ga-ga-ga, I know where you are in God's timetable. So I told you, I will read 31. But of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God. Anything we do, Christ is the one that became the wisdom. And righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Verse 31, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Don't glory in yourself. It won't work. It will stop working. Did you hear that? For it is God that works in you. Have you met someone who said, I'm just minding my business. I don't even want to do ministry. It was God that called me. And God told me, I know it like the palm of my hand. He just visited me in my dream and told me, if you don't resign tomorrow, I will kill you. Now, let me tell you this. It's a lie. What did I say? Yeah. Except this scripture is not true. I still told someone today, part of the people I saw after a morning session, that you want to pastor a church. And God called you. There's a reason. We've seen people that were called to be associates. They want to be pastor. They want to be Jew. or their mother called them, or their wife called them. And it shows. They're just nominally there because God has not called them to what they are doing. Amen, somebody. The same thing for what you've been called to do. God is the one that works inside you. No pastor in my family when I was called to be ministry. Nobody had seen it. No prophet came to the house and said, this one is a pastor. He works in you. First of all, to will and to do. So if he can't make you will, he can't make you do. You need anything clearer than that? Say after me, God is the one that walks in me. First of all, to will. Second thing to do. Of his good pleasure. And I pray you will do his pleasure. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now I will just exegete one thing properly and we pray. In Isaiah 55, allow me to read 3 verses to you. I'm going to exegete that on tomorrow or Sunday. Depends on what God has led me to do. And I can spend the rest of the week dealing with the 3 verses. But let's read the 3 verses. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you have no money. Huh? You have no money. Come and buy and eat. Olinie. It means you are a thief. How can you come and buy when you have no money? You've eaten. Like the guy that pastored me, the man that pastored me when I was a teenager. He was preaching one day. And he said, I've been hungry in life. I was hungry that I just went to someone roasting corn. And I took corn and I began to eat. The person said, that thing is 50 kobo. Then he just kept eating. What if we finish eating before they ask for the money? I couldn't relate to that. I'm thinking, what kind of hunger did this pastor go through? He was preaching and crying. Praise God. One of the things that affected me the most in my life was that series. You have no money. You who have no money, come and buy. Don't only buy. Don't take it up. Eat. Why do you spend money for what is not bread? And your wages, please pay attention. And your wages for what does not satisfy. Listen carefully to me. Eat what is good. And let your soul delight itself in abundance. You know, some people need light in abundance. When they have abundance, they complain. They explain their prosperity to people. Verse 3, everybody, let's read together. Ready? Read. Incline your... Say that again. So what's the solution? The first thing is to hear what God has to say, not what you think. And come to me. So you don't stay in the middle. Say, no, I am part of the world. I'm part of Jesus. I'm in the middle. And your soul shall live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, not a general one. The sure mercies of David. Oh, glory to God. First of all, God says, come and buy. It didn't say, come and take. So know it that you pay a price. You pay a price. But the mercy you need in your life. Okay, let me ask a question. I know I'm out of time. Have you met people who give 50 kobo. But they want millions. Just a few people I have met. Oh, you have not met. You know, you are a born-again Christian. Someone like me. People that will give 5 naira, but want to ask church for 5,000. As they walk out. But in this place, God says, come and buy. The mercy you need in your life, you can't pay for it. I'm telling you. The mercy I need in my life, I can't pay for it. Where I'm going, that's why I tell you your next level will fit you. You are not there yet. They took Joseph out of the prison, shaved for him, changed his uniform, because the king's instruction needs haste. He appeared. He didn't say, let me go and sleep over it. I will tell you what to do. They just brought him from prison. Two extremes. Boom! Landed before Pharaoh. The most powerful man on earth. The only king with two crowns. One for the upper Nile and one for the lower Nile. He knew what was wrong. Sir, there will be 7 years of abundance. 7 years of lack. It's one thing for you to know what is wrong. It's another thing to know what to do. That is word of knowledge and word of wisdom. You to know what to do. That's why some people can give prophecy by familiar spirit, but they will never be able to tell you what to do to change it. They will just tell you, be prayerful. They don't know what you can do. Meanwhile, if God reveals anything, it's because you can do something about it. Amen. You will never be able to pay for the mercy that you need in your life. Nobody here, including the person talking, will be able to pay. In case your dream is a cake, please upgrade it. Because whatever you can pay for is according to the size of what you have. That's why tithing is not giving. That's why the Bible does not say give tithe, it says pay tithe. Because that's God's part. If tithing was given, then God determines what you give. It's quiet here. After your tithe, then you give. Your tithe invalidates when you get home. Check Malachi 3, 8 to 10. You'll see some italics. God says, bring all the tithes into the stalls so that there may be food in my house. Not enough. Please, when you get to check, if your Bible is correct, you'll see that because some things were missing in the manuscript, the people that translated it thought, we should add this to it. Your tithe, this A-level, is not enough. Tithe is God's part. Your tithe validates your offering. And your offering is what determines how rich you are. You may not like what I'm saying, but that's the truth. And truth does not say you don't say me. Amen. Amen. If tithe is what I should give, then God pegs me. It is not according to my heart. He said, let everyone give as he has purposed. That's giving. It's different from tithe. All tithe in the days of Paul went to Jerusalem. He had to depend on partnership to expand the churches. Did you hear that? Praise God. So, whatever you can acquire is commensurate to your resources. You are waiting till God increases you. You can't initiate it. There's no place for faith. So he says, you that have no money, come on by. In other words, I don't determine how far you go. Come. I just need your faith. What God wants to give to you is not what you can buy. It's not it. You don't have the resources for it. Something beyond your resources. It requires your prayer, your faith. You're going for it. The evidence of what you want to do depends on how much you pursue it. So, I pray for you, your limitation will no longer limit you. I say your limitations will no longer limit you. In the name of Jesus, your connection will no longer limit you. You know, when I came to Abuja, you know how people like to talk in this Abuja? No, I know Jonathan. In fact, when I do makeup for his wife. In fact, I bought the trinket. You don't need to tell me. If your lifting life is based on who you know, then where is God there? I say you don't know anybody. The presidents will just walk to your shop. Or someone walk there. Say, we need you very fast. For what? For, so please come with me, come with me. You'll be glad you came. And boom! They are facing us a rock. Boom! The president said, don't tell anybody. I've been watching for 3 months. And you are the one I've chosen. And you don't know anybody. Immediately the president's wife chose you. People moved to damage you. They said also. The president's wife said, now that you have said what you have said, I like Ademo. Then you know you have bought something without money. Oh, I'm preaching better than you're responding to me. Somebody told me I was in the church when they called me for a contract inside the church. I said, how did they call you? Said, my phone was on. I was chatting in the service. He's here to collect the contract tomorrow. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Give to God what belongs to God. You are out of 168 hours. You are spending 2 hours in church on Sunday and your phone, you are still playing with your phone. Switch it off. It's not something you will hear from everybody. I'm recommending to you the time you spend with God, switch that phone off. The time you spend with your family, switch that phone off. Amen, somebody. Amen. In the name of Jesus, because you don't fully understand what I'm sharing with you. If I be a man of God in this season, between now and December, you will have what your money cannot buy. You will have what you cannot afford. In your health, in your wellness, in your marriage, in raising your children. If you believe it, can I hear a threefold amen? If you know somebody that too cute, I'm not saying God will not use people. But if your testimony is that you know somebody, then what's the big? I'm talking about you in your wildest dream by January, you never thought you'd be where you are today. That's what I'm saying. God knows how to. He said, your ways are not my ways. The way you think I would do it is not the way I would do it. Pray that God will lift you up. Mercy will work for you. When a man obtains mercy, he operates beyond his capacity. That's what I'm telling you. If all you've been doing was to act drama or to do, you don't understand mercy yet. But when you sit down and it's beyond your capacity, you know it like you know your name, that is beyond your capacity. Then you are tasting what I'm introducing to you. So what praise does is to introduce you to this great thing called mercy. I'm praising God and finding favor with people. Okay? As you praise God, boom, God opens you up. You just see yourself having gifts. You get to a house and just want to rearrange the chair. I say, what you're doing is not ordinary. Can you be an interior decorator? And you just say, it comes naturally with me. Where did the gift come from? You've not had a wisdom blockade before. Not knowing what to do. You see, Bishop Edigo will brag that since we started this ministry, we've never never been without knowing what to do. You see, is that a prayer point? I'm telling you, there are people who have all the money, they don't know what to do. You know what they do? When they travel to France today, they will go to England tomorrow. They don't know what to do. Imagine Winners Chapel without Covenant University. It's the first church to have that nature of university in Nigeria. You will know what to do. Mercy will speak up for you. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Mercy will work for you. You will not just be a born-again Christian. Mercy will find you. And will see you. And will meet you. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Why am I preaching like I'm there yet? I'm not there. In Hebrews 10:23, the Bible says, in Hebrews, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Why? For faithful is he who has promised us is faithful. When it comes to this thing I'm sharing with you, you don't need to twist God's arms to the back. He's faithful. All you just need is to align with what I'm sharing. Somebody here, people have read the Bible, they didn't understand it. They will understand your life. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. I'm thinking of what to jump because I'm already out of time. In Psalm 36, verse 5. Psalm 36, verse 5. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the cloud. When the Bible says it's in the heavens, it doesn't mean you can reach it. It's so tall. It's taller than you. Taller than your efforts. Taller than your aspirations. It reaches the heavens. The psalmist didn't know how to quantify it. And David has tasted a little bit about mercy. I think not too long ago, they celebrated 4,000 years of David not being on earth in Jerusalem. They didn't celebrate Abraham. David, 4,000 years. For you, for 4,000 years, what you did, somebody didn't forget it. There is something about it. Even 100 years, they're still talking about 4,000. In Psalm 89, verse 1, oh, I love this. He said, I will sing all the mercies of the Lord. He didn't sing about the power. He fought 66 battles and lost none. He didn't sing that he was a music inventor, instrument inventor. He didn't sing that he was a composer. He sang of the mercy of the Lord forever, not for a while. What I'm sharing with you is not a series in October. It's for life. What you will give your children's children is what I'm sharing with you. He said, with my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness to how many generations? As long as I live, I will make it known. I'll make it known. Some of you, when God does anything for you, you just keep quiet. What else will you do? Why some people will say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that service. Oh, thank you for that testimony. Thank you, Lord. Before you even eat your food, you just say, thank you, Lord. When you get into your car, you say, thank you, Lord. In 21st century, it is bush to say thank you too much. Keep quiet now. Why you say thank you? Why you saying it over and over and over? But it is kingdom to say thank you. Thank you. Oh, will somebody do that right now? So thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for my life. Did you hear that testimony of the brother that took aspirin? If not for the pastor that prayed for him, that brother could have died. Everything got sorted. For days. The next thing they were discussing his kidney. Next thing they were saying is you go for just aspirin and vitamin C. Somebody shout mercy.
Let me shock you. Let me talk about myself first. I'm where I am today. You are where you are. Please don't see it as a cliche. You would have improved if you had more mercy. Your life at work. We access it in leaps and bounds. Lift up your hands. That's how Jewish people pray. So when you spread your hands to pray, I will not hear you. Proverbs 1. That's how Jewish people pray. But when you spread your hands, God will hear you, because what you're doing right now is not the sacrifice of the wicked. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. I will try not to coordinate your prayer so you can talk to the Lord yourself. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on, reach out to the Lord yourself. Talk to him, talk to him, talk to him. Reach out to the Lord. Shetere bobo kosatariba. Great is your faithfulness. Oh Lord. There's no shadow.
There is no shadow.
Thou changest not. As you've been, you will be like that forever. Somebody join us. Great is your faithfulness. To me, Lord, great is your faithfulness.
Lord, be you receive my sin. All that I need, that I am, has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
I don't know if you know the song. Summer. Sing it for me.
Sun, moon, and stars in their coursing power. Join with all victory and forgiveness to thy great faithfulness, mercy.
Psalm 136, we're going to read from beginning to the end. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his good, his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods. Let's make it louder. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords. Oh, give thanks to him alone who does great wonders.
To him who by wisdom made the heavens. To him who laid out the earth above the waters. To him who made great lights. The sun to rule by day. The moon and stars to rule by night. To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn. And brought out Israel from among them. With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm. To him who divided the Red Sea into two. And made Israel pass through the midst of it. But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea. To him who led his people through the wilderness. To him who struck down great kings. And slew famous kings. Sihon, the king of the Amorites. Og, the king of Bashan.